Live.
Mummies, hello. It's a Mom's Life coming to you from Active FM. So last week we spoke about saving money and tips and stuff like that. It was super insightful, so you should go and check it out. This week follows right along, at that alley, kind of, maybe not quite. Mama Thando, tell us.
Yes, this week, it's real, man. Working mom struggles are real. And in this 21st century, which most mothers or women are actually working moms.
Yeah.
And they work 9 to 5. And I was thinking, why do we call it 9 to 5? Because other people don't really work from 9 to 5. They work even earlier.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's not the discussion right now. Mm-hmm. But yes, they are working moms. And most moms live their daily lives on exhaustion mode. Doing what needs to be done because it got to be done.
Yeah.
And if they don't do it, who else is going to do it?
No one.
And as a result, many moms are actually not enjoying much in life. They're just in survival mode and they're not really living life to the fullest.
Radio has never been better, man.
So I read an article from a website called HerMoney.com, which was very insightful, and some of the comments that moms had in terms of working and being a mom and all that were quite interesting. So what I loved about it is that it was real. You know, one mom said boldly that it's hard. That's basically what she said. In fact, the heading was, it's hard.
Right now, that part.
Right there. So before we go on to read what she actually said, when she says this, it's not out of a pity or defeat type of mentality. It's out of a place of strength. Just like you and I can't push over a tree, it's hard, right? It's hard. But we can do something to move the tree.
Yeah.
You know, you can cut it down with an axe and take a swipe at it every day and that tree will fall.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's all about how you look at it. Things can be hard, but there's ways around it. So she said, yeah, working full time while raising kids is just plain hard. I don't really know what to say when people ask, how do you do it all? Maybe the best answer is, I don't. So maybe rather than asking that, the question should be, how do you make it work?
Yeah, that's good.
I give myself permission to have a sink full of dirty dishes, have a child at daycare that has super crazy hair, and be okay with a walk down the street as my exercise that day. The best advice I can come up with is be flexible, lower your expectations, laugh at yourself, and be present and try to enjoy the little moments. I thought that was quite good.
No, that's very good. Because, I mean, I know people would ask me that question. How do you do it all? And you're thinking,
yeah.
Like, what do you mean how? You just do it.
Right.
So, no, it's real. Because, really, being a working mom is hard. Definitely.
Yeah.
It is hard.
Yeah.
But it's not impossible.
Yeah.
To thrive in all things. And, first of all, we can thrive because God has given us the ability and the capacity to be able to do that.
Correct.
As moms. And I'm not taking lightly that some situations are more extreme than others.
Mm.
I met a lady at the hospital last week and she was telling me that she leaves her house 3 a.m. to go to work.
Wow.
And I was like, wow, that's extreme for me. I mean, I was thinking, how is this woman handling, you know, the kids, the homework, the meals? How does she function and thrive as a mother to her children? One thing I've learned is that a mom life is not a one-size-fits-all.
Yeah, that's true.
Because for each of us, our day looks different, our day starts differently. And it's important to have, you know, a group of women or, you know, a church family or a family that can support you and you support each other. There's an African saying that says, it takes a village to raise a child.
Yes.
And growing up in the Eastern Cape as a, you know, as a young girl, I remember seeing this very vividly there. Because every woman took responsibility for a child, even if it's not their own child.
Yes.
If they would find me down the street doing something crazy, that woman would shout at me like she's my mother.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, and she would take me to my mother and say, this is what I found your child doing. This is what I did. And they will be in agreement and say, yes, you did a good job, and I'll finish off.
Yes.
So there was that whole thing that everybody takes responsibility for each other's children, not just your own.
Yeah.
And we live in a society where we've lost that.
That's
you know, it's
true.
People, you know, it's each to their own. And by design, God created us for each other to actually support one another.
Correct, yeah. That's awesome. So before we carry on, Jimmy Rock, this is who we're going to listen to right now, and the song is called Won't Stop.
Hi, my name is Mignon, and I'm a worship leader at Hillsong Church Pretoria, and you are listening to Active FM. Christ music is hot music.
Bernie, Malcolm, Rock.
I've been going in without a brakes on them, been down like four flat tires on a coupe. The way I run, I got everybody looking at me like Usain Bolt when I finish the race. Good and faithful, serving all on my face. I've been pushing place, you see the sweat on my face. I've been running relays, trying to keep up with the grades. Watch me crack open the cell. They gon' hear me coming and get to running, I promise. And every day the music I make, it gotta be honest. Giving them the freedom I live in, I couldn't hide it. Walking this way when I'm bringing that fire. I can't stop, won't stop till that beat drop. Game on lock, bitch, hoop for the whole flight. You flip-flop like trunk leg thighs while I stand firm. I'm a Balenciaga.
Can't stop, won't stop. Can't stop, won't stop.
Can't stop,
won't stop.
Can't stop,
won't stop. Won't stop, won't stop, won't stop, won't stop.
I came to make one thing clear, I'm here to take us up higher like Lear. This make a break, if I stop now I die here. Me, I can't, too much at stake, this is my year. I will never stop, gotta keep it moving, I steer past anything getting in my way. Rap game has lanes, I consider a highway. Life too cold, check the flows in the ice tray. Got too good, hard, warm, made a life change. Not really up, what's really good, life's great. Now we make a dance, so the facts, no man say. Never no cap in my rap for the man say. I just give my life, God die for my. Means everything for me, more than dollar sign. DJ Jimmy Rock hit me the latest and I replied. How could I not bring the vibes before the drop?
Can't stop,
can't stop,
won't stop,
can't stop,
won't stop,
can't stop,
won't 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 stop.
Again, from Her Money, I love this one. There is no such thing as balance. So, you know, you often hear, oh, you know, you have to have work-life balance. So she goes on to say, first and foremost, there is no such thing as balance. I advocate work-life harmony because there is always an ebb and flow to my responsibilities and obligations to my family and my business as an entrepreneur. Not to mention to my friends, my community, and myself. So what she's actually saying here is that it has nothing really to do with balance. Everything works in harmony with one another. I love this. Because as a mom in ministry, in work, and a wife and a mother, I can be this. So for example, I can be cooking supper and ministering to someone, or working in my office with my husband and still throwing a little flirty comment there to him, you know, and give him a bit of a smile. That's, you know, relationship. Now, sure, there are times you need to focus, but it can't ever be, I am with my family now, your problem doesn't matter to me because I'm in my little block of time. There is wisdom and guidance from the Holy Spirit that you also need during these times, because you can't just neglect something.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. It's impossible to find balance or the harmony in anything without the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
For me, I see Him as He is the balance to everything. Yeah. And without Him, it's chaos, like cosmetic level of chaos and disaster. When I try and bring balance into my day or into my life. But there's so many books, so many helpful, you know, tips and advice that you get from people. And it's not bad. I'm not saying that's bad. But I promise you, working with the Holy Spirit and having God, it will help you through mothering your kids or being a working mom or dealing with your day. It makes things so much easier because you're doing it with His help.
Yes.
And you're going to succeed as a mom if we actually start relying on the Holy Spirit, first of all. And secondly, plan, and more plan.
Yes.
And I know it might sound like a swear word to you, like planning. I mean, you already are doing so much. How do you even make time to plan? But I promise you, if you plan, you become better. It helps you. I've seen that with my, you know, with my own household. Where I've started planning, things become clearer. And actually, this is more enjoyable when you know exactly what needs to happen at which time. And etc. And I used to have a thing on my fridge. It needs to go back up because as I was preparing, I was thinking, oh my goodness, I took it down when we moved, but I never put it back up. But I had my Monday to Friday. What I do from the time I wake up to the time I leave the house, obviously the other from 8 until that's, it belongs to, you know, I'm working that time. But after 5, I know exactly what I need to do when I come back from the house and etc. So I had that plan that helped me be more level-headed and less anxious and overwhelmed and panicky and tired, but I know exactly what needs to happen. So I'm speaking to myself, moms, you know, put up a plan on your fridge, on your wall, whatever that looks like for you, but plan your day. Know exactly what you need to do, because when you are well planned, you are well prepared for the day, and you are less overwhelmed by everything else. It takes discipline and focus to do that, and our body or our flesh doesn't like that, but it's necessary for us to actually thrive and become everything God designed us to be.
Yeah. And I mean, as you spoke about the Holy Spirit, the Bible calls the Holy Spirit our helper.
Well, yeah, and absolutely.
So we need to rely on Him, the Holy Spirit. So there are two more that I would love to share, because these are the things that help me, as a working, wifing, mommying woman, right? The one lady said, find your support network. Mm. Surround yourself with others that are like-minded.
Yes.
It is invaluable to have other women that know what you are going through, can cheer you on, give tips and tricks, and to just be an ear to listen to complaints and tears. We all have those moments. She goes on to say, without that support, it would be very difficult to do all that we need to do as working women in one of our most important jobs of being a mom.
Mm.
So this is a no-brainer. Find yourself a good network of women who will support you. So mine, and I'm sure Tandor's, is our church within cell groups. So you have a church yourself, or perhaps you don't. Find yourself a church. Connect groups. Some countries have what they call connect groups or cell groups or get-togethers. Within a godly centered circle of friends who won't just tell you what you want to hear, but what you need to hear. And that'll push you, you know, that'll cheer you on, motivate you, make sure you don't give up. It is hugely important to find that network.
Yes. I agree. It really does take a village to raise a child, like I said earlier.
Right.
And it's important to have, you know, people that are like-minded, who share the same values and the same beliefs as you.
Yeah.
And yes, I know we live in a society of distrust and suspicion, and maybe you don't trust your kids with anyone. You'd rather lock them in the house and maybe keep them in the basement. That's what I want to do. But I encourage us as moms to really, you know, as Denise explained, find, you know, a connection group, a connect group or a cell group, a church family. Surround yourself with people who you can trust that have the same, you know, that are like-minded as you.
Yeah.
And you can be the first one to start that in your community or in your neighborhood if you can. Obviously, you know, under the authority of your church or whatever. But be the first to open your heart. Be the first to take responsibility of every child that lives in your streets, that lives in your, you know, in your building, in your complex, yeah, whatever that might look like. Because I know I used to be so judgmental when I see kids in the street alone or kids misbehaving. And I would think to myself, where on earth are their mothers?
Wow.
Like, my goodness, why aren't they here and looking after their kids? And little did I know, as you know, you learn as you grow, you start realizing their moms are not there.
Yeah.
They're actually on their own, and there's nobody else taking responsibility, yeah, for those kids when the mother is not there. And instead of being quick to judge,
yes,
you know, we need to be quick to help, quick to bring the solution. Say, how can I help, you know, these kids since their moms are not there, and maybe you the one who is there at that time or whatever that looks like. But don't wait for someone else to create that space or that environment where it will be safe for your kids. And, you know, it will be even for you as a mom, you want to know that when you're gone, you know, to the shop or whatever, that if you do leave your child is in a safe,
yes,
you know, place. You create that as a mom. We need to create that for our,
yeah,
own kids. You know, we start taking responsibility of our children, of course,
yeah,
but we also take responsibility of other people's kids as,
yeah,
well.
It's actually very good what you've just said. We, you know, I'm sure all of us have judged. How can those kids be there? How can the mother?
Know?
But the thing is, the mother may not even know that that's happening.
Yes.
And we should be taking it on ourselves and going, hang on, I can lovingly, I can actually teach here.
Yeah.
I can help. You know, maybe the mother is overwhelmed. So on that note, we're going to listen to Sanctuary, Creating a Sanctuary for Your Children, but a Sanctuary by Abby Robertson.
You gave me a place where I could find rest. Gave me strength when I ran out of breath. And nobody knows me like you do. Jesus, I run to you. Wherever I am, there you are. Whenever I fall, it's into your arms. Sanctuary.
Okay, so I want to end off with this one and just tie the word back to it. This lady said, enjoy every moment. She says, try to remember to stop and smell the roses both at work and with family. Enjoy the moments because at the end of the day, this is what it's really all about. That was from Joanne Butler. She's a president of consultancy and media and mother of two boys. I'm a mother of two boys, so I can so relate. But this statement reminded me to be in the moment, to be present, and to purposely understand that you can enjoy this moment because you don't know if it'll be your last. So Ecclesiastes 5 verse 19 says, moreover, when God gives someone wealth and possessions and the ability to enjoy them, we have the ability to enjoy them, to accept their lot and be happy in their toil. This is a gift of God. You see, we all have that gift. It's here. It's in the Word. The gift of being grateful and enjoying what we have right now, if we choose it.
Good,
I learned this year after realizing that me worrying and not enjoying every moment, even the toughest moments, not learning from them and not seeing how it grows me and grows my character, my thinking became... It started to affect my mind and my body physically. It literally affected my body. But here the Bible says, here you have all of this around you. All of this is a gift. I heard a woman that had gone viral speaking about her husband who had suddenly passed away, and she struggled with this. And then another professor actually said that she was talking to the professor, and he said to her, it could be worse. And she was like shocked. She was puzzled, and she said to him, "How could this possibly be worse?" And he proceeded to tell her that he could have had a heart attack with the kids in the car. Then everyone would have died. Your whole family would have died. One can look at it. You shouldn't really look at it as a morbid thought. But she started to think. Sure. She realized and became grateful for the life of her children that was still there. And everything else around her. You see, her husband had passed on to be with the Lord, but she still had a responsibility. She still had her family. She still had her children. So let's constantly get back to the grateful mindset. Yeah. So it doesn't matter if you're at work, if you're at church, if you're at school, if you're whatever you are, if you're a schooling mom, I don't know, wherever you are, it's so important to ensure that you just enjoy the moment that God has given you and get back to the grateful mindset. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, well, that is it for today. We will touch on this at some point again because I think there's so much more, as Tando actually said to me this week. There's so much more to talk about on this note. But we're going to end off today. Tando, would you like to say goodbyes?
Oh no, we love you. You're doing an amazing job, Mom.
Yes.
Until next week.
Cool. We are going to have Active Worship Inception, Endless Victory.
Enjoying the Active FM shows? Well, then catch us on Instagram at Active FM 777. Twitter and Gab at Active.
Active FM, Facebook at ActiveFM/777, as well as YouTube at Active FM, and our website at www.activefm.co.za. Don't stop, don't hesitate. Find, follow, and enjoy us on all our different platforms. You don't want to miss out.
God.